The Possibility Path for Business, Step 1, Part 2. This is your shortcut, your product story. Take a deep breath in, and when you let it out, relax your shoulders, your arms, all the way down your body, all the way down your legs. Your feet getting very, very, very heavy. Just settle into the place that you are in and the space that you are in the here and the now. As we look at your product story, we look to your story, and then we look to the people that you will be helping or serving or allowing to enjoy whatever it is that you are about to produce. Even a service is a product. It is something that comes out of us that says, this is who I am and this is what I am offering you. Whether your business is a hobby, a passion, or a business, whether that is your story personality, or whether it is something that you are just longing to bring to the world, your product story is how you teach people about what it is you are offering them. To help you understand how this is in your world, in your business, in your life, we can use what we call an elevator pitch. An elevator pitch is that moment when you are in an elevator for two or three floors and someone asks you, oh, hi, what is it you do? Now, if you have a job and you have a title, you can say, I am project manager at such and such corporation, or I am an administrative assistant, or I am a baker, or I am a teacher, or I am a policeman. But if you own your own business, you are not only saying what it is you do, you say, I own my own business, but then you need to explain what you create, what is your product, who it is that you are, and what is your product story. And you have just a couple floors to do it. The thing is about telling people your story, about knowing your story, about feeling your story in the world, is that it's about relationship building. Just like you would if you were meeting a new friend, you begin with, hi, how are you? My name is. And then you find something in common. You find something that you share together. You find something interesting about each other. You find something where you can help each other. That is the exact same thing we do in business. We form businesses to help each other. We form businesses to make the world a better place with whatever it is we're producing. Otherwise, you just go work for someone else. The feeling of needing to be an owner of your own business is about that feeling of ownership. That can be difficult for some who have blocks, who want to hide, or who aren't used to being able to stand up and say, this is who I am, the world, society, all the other issues involved. So for this exercise then, we are going to imagine that you already know this person. This person already is your friend. Here you are in the elevator with your friend. And he or she has to run to a lunch in a few minutes, get off on a different floor. And they say, what are you up to these days? What are you doing? Before you begin to answer, go ahead and get in your shortcut position. Relax your shoulders. Settle your body down a bit. And instead of knowing what you know in your head, we're going to feel into your heart space. Where your inner wisdom, where that desire that you knew a long time ago, that this is what you wanted to bring to the world, that this is what you wanted to give people, but also this is what you wanted to give yourself. You are creating a beautiful experience for yourself, not just other people. Together, you work together to create this business of yours. So take a big deep breath in and relax your shoulders all the way down and focus into that heart space this time. And just begin to imagine that you're in that elevator and your friend is there with you and they got to get off in just a second. But they ask you, what are you doing these days? What are you up to? And you say, I'm starting my own business. And they say, really? What kind of business are you starting? Breathe and feel into your heart space and answer that question. What kind of business are you starting? Is it a passion that you're looking to turn into a business? Is it a hobby that you want to turn into a passion? Is it a business that you want to turn into a passion? Passion seems to be the common thread there, but make your own answers. What kind of business? Are you a baker? Are you creating computer chips? Are you working together with other people to form something, a program, a service? What kind of business are you starting or operating right now if you already have one? And then your friend looks at you in that last 30 minutes and says, oh, why did you decide to do that? This is your chance to tell your story. Your story, your product story, the reason you want to do this, the reason you believe this needs to be out in the world, the reason you believe that they could even benefit from this. So take a deep breath into your heart space and ask yourself, what is your product story? What is it that you are bringing to this world and why are you bringing it to this world? What is it that you want to give this friend of yours, this potential client or customer sitting there in the elevator with you? What do you want to give them? Ask for a few words, an idea, or maybe even a whole story comes to mind. Allow yourself to imagine it, to feel it. Imagine yourself being there, helping this person, giving this person whatever it is that you do. If you are a chef, giving this person a meal and watching them enjoy it. If you are an instructor, watching this person take your class and get what they need from it. What are the feelings? What are the words that come to mind? What is your product story? Who you are and why you are starting this business is one aspect of your business. The other reason is, why are you giving this to the world? Why are you giving what you are creating to the world? Why does the world need it? Whenever we have a solution, there's always a problem in front of it. One of the greatest products in the world invented, sliced bread, was created because slicing bread took a lot of time and was kind of a pain. So instead, everybody just tore it apart. It was messy and crumbly. Didn't look pretty at all. The greatest thing since sliced bread. Somebody saw a problem. Somebody came up with a solution. Somebody offered that product to the world, and people embraced that product. What is it that you are giving the world? And why? Why does the world need what it is you have? And believe me, they do. Whatever it is you are offering, they do need it. A certain clientele, which we will face next. But whatever it is you have to give, there is someone who needs it. There's someone who will appreciate it, and there's someone who will pay money for it. So what is your product story? Why does this product need to be out in the world? Just feel into that heart space, out of your head and into your heart. What is it you want to give people? What is it you want to give the world? Just feel into your heart all the way down. Sit with the ideas, the moments, the words that come to mind. Who you are and what you are creating in this world is needed. It's needed because you decided you needed to create it. That's it. The rest of these steps are about systems and putting in place and who and what and how much to charge and all of the things that have to do with the paperwork and the teams and the people involved. But at the beginning, this is it. Why are you doing what you are doing? It may be just because you have a desire. You just know you need to, and there's no other reason. And that's okay. That's something you could tell a friend in an elevator. I need to do this for me right now. I need to do this for no other reason than I need to do this. And this is what I'm offering. What you are offering is needed. And it will be received by those people who need it. You will match up with the person. If your friend in the elevator is that person, they will ask you, "Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. How can I get that? How can I hire you? What is it that I can do to be part of your journey, part of your experience, part of your adventure?" And how you get them to take your class or buy your product, we will come up with next. But for right now, sit with that feeling of your product story, of what it is you are passionate about and what it is you want to bring to the world and why. And as you go about doing it, as you have a million conversations with a million people, probably not a million, but feels like it sometimes, they will ask you, "What are you doing these days?" And you will say, "I'm starting my own business." And they will say, "Oh, what kind of business? Why are you doing this?" And you will have some answers. Take another deep breath into your heart space. If you need to sit with this longer, if you need to do another shortcut and sit by yourself, please feel free to do so. But for this moment, come back to this room and the sounds of this room and the sound of my voice. Go ahead and stretch out your arms and your legs. Let the images and the feelings and the words that you just received sit with you. And slowly come back and wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you are ready, and if you wish, you may write about, process your experience. All my love, Miss Janine, thepossibilitypath.com.